The first half was just really tough shooting. I think we started 0-7. I looked at my assistant coach and just said, "Geez, you know, we gotta get some of these to go down." It was just a really tough shooting night for us in the first half, and then Marblehead hit some buckets, got the lead, and we mounted a comeback. We got it down to maybe 4 or 5 a couple times, but we could never get over the hump. And I attribute that to we just did not play well in that first half. But give Marblehead credit. They I thought they played really good, and they made the big shots when they had to.
Your offense kind of kicked it in late third quarter. That's mm-hmm. when you got close, so you closed it down a bit. What was happening then?
I think, honestly, we just started hitting shots because we had open looks in the first half, and nothing was going. And it wasn't just one guy. It was multiple guys. And sometimes that happens, and that is too much of a deficit for us to make up. Like, we could – you know, Marblehead's too good of a team to spot them a 12, 13, 14-point lead. So we made our runs. We got close, and then we just, once again, missed a couple shots that would have, you know, got us right there with them. So credit to them, though. They're a heck of a team, and they played well. But on our ends, just a tough shooting performance in that first half.
Yeah, and I guess how difficult was it to deal with their block size on that team?
You know, we've been dealing with it all year. We're tiny. You know, that's no secret. But they are one of the biggest teams we've played by far. They're just, you know, big, strong, size. So it makes it difficult for our guys. But putting that aside, you know, we shoot normal, and I think it's a, you know, tight game down the stretch. You know, I think we're pretty evenly matched, but they definitely have the, you know, the height advantage on us.